Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, before the break, I was talking about a clip. And I know some stations, most of our stations carry this segment, but some don't. I'm going to re-air it again. It's a short clip in the next segment, too, because it's happening here in the United States as well. 3 days before the law went into effect, I was out front the parliament, and the law had already been passed a few weeks before it was going into effect. No protesting an entire section of London. And there's other areas of the country as well. I mean, you can't wear a pin saying you're against the government or what it's doing or against a policy. You can't have a sign. And they would come over and say, turn your cameras off. You can't bullhorn. And they did it all over the city, by the way. You can't have a camera on. It's like Russia. But I was told by folks that even in the 80s, you could have a camera walking down around through Russia. They didn't mess with you. And the police, even on this clip, it's a long clip, we're going to play part of it, come up and say, what do you got a camera for? What are you here for? You're not allowed to be here to protest. Well, I'm here to just videotape the protest. I'm the press. I think you're part of the protest. Come with me. This is how they do it. And then they have these loudspeakers, listen to it carefully, saying, you are involved in organized crime in this unauthorized protest. This is supposedly the birthplace of the Magna Carta, of free speech, England. And at the parliament, at a park across the street, people are peaceably sitting. They're being drug off by their hair. They're being choked. It's all on video. Bunch of arrogant scum. You're not police. You're not bobbies. You are errand boys for the worldwide crime syndicate, destroying our freedom, destroying our heritage. You are a curse upon us. Go ahead and play the clip.
And the police put me in the corral, and now they won't let me go out of the corral. It's just absolutely ridiculous. It's not democracy. It's fascism.
Can I ask you just to step back a couple more feet from my personal space, please? My own personal space. Can I ask you, sir, just step back 2 more feet for me, and I'll be quite happy.
I will turn the speaker to it. You are detained as I believe that your continued presence in this area without being detained would lead to an imminent breach of the peace. I also have reasonable grounds to believe that you have committed an offence under Section 132 of the Serious and Organised Crime and Police Act of 2005 by taking part in an unauthorised demonstration.
Okay. Back it up just to that, you know, that part with the announcement on the loudspeaker. Now, that's not Russia. That's not China. That's not downtown Havana, Cuba. That is the United Kingdom at the parliament where all of those famous parliamentarians, you know, cried out for free speech. That is the birthplace of the ideas that we then codified in 1776. You know, 40+% of the parliament, it was almost 50-50, voted against the war against the states. Against the colonies. They voted against the war. They agreed with the founding fathers. But the king came and addressed the parliament and called for the war, and it happened. The degenerate, mentally ill psychopath, King George III. I mean, for those that just think I just said that, it's on record. You ever heard the madness of King George? Total degenerate scumbag, total lunatic. So that's what they did, and it's dead there. And, folks, they're doing it all over the United States. You walk up to Lord Cheney and you say, this war is reprehensible, boom, arrested, charged with assault. And they call it assault to talk to him. They call what do you think this is, a free country or something? Ha-ha, you talk to the king. You talk to the vice king. Seize that man immediately. Well, it's a new climate, a new atmosphere. Al-Qaeda hit us and... Maybe with Al-Qaeda to say the war is reprehensible. That's what the Deputy Attorney General, Calhoun, said in 2001, late 2001. He said that any anti-war protest, that was 2002, were acts of terror because they aided the terrorists. The war was fighting terrorists, so it aided terrorists. So it's incredible.
It's year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're running out of time here. I got about 22 minutes till our guest joins us, Wayne Madsen. We will have open phones. We're going to be focusing on the Foley/pedophile scandal on Capitol Hill. The behavior going all the way up to Hastert. We will go over all of it. Robert, John, Jim, and others, your calls are coming up here in a second. Again, this clip is from outside Parliament at the park across the street where I've been before the law was even enacted banning free speech in London and other parts of the country. Because people, it's this organized crime act, not just the other act of specifically banning protests around that area of the old city of London. And it's happening here. Oh, you got to be in the free speech zone. It's 2 miles away in a baseball field. Or, oh, you got to have a permit to protest now. A permit is an authorization to do something that's illegal. Demonstrating, I guess, is illegal. Or, oh, you said the war is reprehensible to Dick Cheney as you walk through a park past him, you know, in an outside park by a mall in Colorado. We're charging you with assault. And they go tell the police department, charge him. This is assault to say that someone that the war is reprehensible. That is an assault. So it's incredible. Here is the clip where they're announcing over loudspeakers, arrogant, aggressive bobbies are jabbing and prodding people, grabbing them. They're out there protesting the ban on free speech. And then they tell them that under the section, they're organized crime and that they're going to be arrested. And the people are all peaceful on the video. It's the police being aggressive. They're the people disturbing the peace. They're the people killing the freedom that England once had. Here it is.
I'm Lieutenant Peter Terry. You are detained as I believe that your continued presence in this area without being detained would lead to an imminent breach of the peace. I also have reasonable grounds to believe that you have committed an offence under Section 132 of the Serious and Organised Crime and Police Act of 2005 by taking part in an unauthorised demonstration.
Okay, so, again, you didn't hear that in China or Russia or Cuba or in Argentina or someplace. You heard that in England, right by the parliament, saying you are involved in organized crime. They weren't blocking the street. They weren't blocking a sidewalk. You go watch the video. They're sitting on grass. It's up on JonesReport.com. They're sitting on the grass. Now, Singapore, China, places like this are the New World Order model. England owns a British East India Company subsidiary under an Indonesian name, owns Singapore. You were arrested. There are cameras in the bathroom stalls if you don't flush the toilet. You are arrested. This has been on national TV here. They're very proud of it. You are arrested if you drop a bubblegum wrapper by accident. You are caned. You are fined. You are executed for many other offenses. The government openly is running biological, chemical testing on the populations. Everyone is divided into their racial group in different areas of the cities, the two cities there on the island. It is, of course, in the straits there where all the major traffic, 90% of Pacific trade travels. China is the model. Our government, the UN, gives them all the awards. They love what they're doing, the one-child policy. They are the model of the Malthusian, neo-social, Darwinistic eugenics crowd, the Peter Singers, the Piankas, and they're taking over. And so I wanted to play this clip. People still deny the mobile execution vans, even though it's been in mainstream news. So here's a new report from Sky Television about the mobile execution vans in China. Then I will get into my confrontation this morning with former Attorney General John Ashcroft. And we're trying to get the audio of it right now to play. Let's go ahead and roll it.
A mother talks to her dead son, making a Buddhist offering at his graveside. A weekly ritual for Zhang Huanzhe since her son was executed. Nie Shubin was only 20 years old when he was wrongly accused of rape and murder by the Chinese police. His mother and sister told me how he was held in jail for 3 years without being allowed to see his family once.
They never let me see him after his arrest. That continued till the end. I never saw him again before he was executed. And nobody told us that he had been executed.
Nier was accused of attacking a woman in this field near his home. Only after his execution did another man confess to the attack, describing the crime scene in detail. But Nier's family have never been compensated. His father has attempted suicide. His family say he's lost his mind in his grief. His mother burns with rage about what happened to her son.
I just had one son. All my hopes rested on him. It destroyed my future. It was my hope for the rest of my life. Without my son, my family and I can't go on.
The authorities refused to clear her son's name and help end her torment. In another province, we found another victim of Chinese justice who was held in this prison and framed for crimes he didn't commit. Qin Yanghong was a steelworker and family man, till the state branded him a rapist and murderer. He was sentenced to death in a trial that lasted just half a day, the only evidence a false confession extracted by torture.
They took turns to beat me. They don't let you sleep for days. They torment you. I still don't like to think about it. They beat me for days and tied me to the chair with my arms behind my back. It was very painful.
Qin narrowly avoided being executed. He was only released to his family when a serial killer confessed to his alleged crimes. Very few escaped China's death row and survived to share its secrets. Torture to extract confessions is commonplace in Chinese jails, though rarely filmed. China's penal system is surrounded by a wall of secrecy. but a hidden mass slaughter is being carried out. Somewhere between 3,500 and 10,000 people put to death every year. So many that China is inventing new ways of killing, mobilizing its execution system. This brochure, acquired by Sky News, reveals details of new execution buses now operating across China. Fitted with lethal injection equipment, they can deliver on-the-spot executions. But there may be another reason for them. They make it easier to remove the organs of executed prisoners. In an exclusive report earlier this year, Sky News gathered evidence linking China's execution system and its booming organ transplant industry. Filming secretly, we posed as relatives of a man needing a new liver. Doctors said they could provide a transplant with just a few weeks' notice. One reason organs are acquired so quickly, they said, is they're taken from executed prisoners. Amnesty International says the demand for transplant organs may be driving the high number of executions in China. This is the China its government wants the world to see. In 2 years' time, it hopes the Olympics will announce China's arrival as a modern nation on the world stage. China was given the Olympics on the understanding it would improve its human rights record. But it's continuing to execute thousands of people in a legal system that uses unfair trials and torture. Within China, few are brave enough to confront the tyranny of its justice system. Gao Jisheng is a lawyer with a heart and a lot of courage. He used to defend prisoners facing the death penalty before authorities banned him from practicing. It's painful being a lawyer in China, he told me, at times struggling with his emotions as he spoke of the people he's seen go to their death. In China, defending the condemned is a futile occupation.
99.99% of those who are accused of a crime and face the death penalty are found guilty and executed. Lawyers are no use at all. In every death penalty case that I defended, all of my clients were executed.
Tipped off that police were on the way, we cut short our interview. Authorities had put Gao under surveillance, with teams of undercover officers keeping watch outside his home. Uniformed police were waiting for us, and we were detained, but not for long. The man we'd been to visit hasn't been so lucky. Weeks after our interview, Gao Jisheng was arrested without a warrant. No one, including his wife and children, have heard from him since. Even by official figures, more people are executed every year in China than the rest of the world put together. The ranks of the condemned continue to grow, while calls for reform are being silenced. Dominic Waghorn, Sky News.
All right, I want Dominic Waghorn on. I know he's based in Asia, but I don't care. Do whatever we have to. Twist arms, do whatever, get me Dominic Waghorn. That guy is awesome. Now, we're here to tell you, folks, it gets even worse than that. And it shows video of the public executions. It's a big fun there. It's like the football sports over here. And you heard him talk about torture, secret arrest. But even over there, they at least have a show trial. And you heard that lawyer. He had the nerve to talk to them, and boy, they've had him for a couple weeks. By now, he's probably already confessed under 2 weeks of torture. They've probably already blown his head off or lethal injected him. Probably already his organs are probably already in some fat cat New Yorker or some Tokyoan right now. You want to live in tyranny, America? You want to learn to lick boots? You're going to get to. Neocons are already talking about taking prisoners' organs here in the U.S. We'll probably be outstripping them pretty soon. We already got more people in regular prisons than anybody else. You notice they call them the authorities in China. No, they're the criminals. Put into power by a criminal government in 1949 publicly. Now admitted our government put in Mao Zedong. And that piece of trash killed over 60 million people. Oh, but the globalists put somebody in that killed 60 million. But the globalists wouldn't carry out 9/11. No. No, our government's good. Yeah, and maybe the Chinese deserve it. Maybe that lawyer deserves to be arrested without a warrant and disappear. After all, waterboarding and torture is good over here now. Maybe his organs need to be taken. We'll all be much safer if we have no freedom and the government has total power. Of course, that's not true, but so what?
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. Is earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Black Berkey purification elements are more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These awesome elements are used in Berkey purification systems, and they can also be used to upgrade most other gravity filtration systems. They can purify raw, untreated water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, trihalomethanes, and chemicals such as chlorine, atrazine, styrene, and MTBE. These elements also reduce unwanted heavy metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Unbelievably, they even remove small microparticulate from water like food coloring particles. Yet, they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. Moreover, because they are recleanable, Black Berkey elements are more economical than the standard disposable elements, providing fresh, pure water for less than 2 cents per gallon.
Get a 2-pack for only $99 or a 4-pack for only $188 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Are you totally satisfied with the nourishment you're getting? Do you have enough energy to do everything you really want to do? And are you content to remain in your current state of health indefinitely? Have you already tried diets, exercise, vitamins, juicing, or the latest greatest nutritional wonder products? Perhaps those things have grown tiresome and not made you feel and look as well as you'd really like to. But what if you found from a single source the world's freshest, purest, most complete, whole, live food nourishment that tastes delicious and couldn't be any easier to consume? Well, you just did. So don't hesitate. Take the living energy you've always wanted from your nutrition right now. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on gcnlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711. 805-595-2711.
I've pushed Wayne Madsen back to about 40 after in this hour. He'll be with us for the entire third hour, getting into the call boy rings with the Republicans. And he's in D.C., really been doing a lot of hard reporting on it. He'll be joining us from D.C. coming up in about 15 minutes or so. I wanted to go to your calls and have a few minutes to get into my confrontation this morning with John Ashcroft. Yes, you heard me right. I'll tell you about it coming up before our guest joins us. Right now, let's go to Robert in California. Robert, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. It's good to be first-time caller, and I've been a listener for a while now. And
well, thank you for calling in.
I've been a proponent for watching out for the New World Order for now since about 1979, ever since I joined the military. And, you know, we've been surveilling the United States and other countries for many years. I mean, when I was in Misawa, Japan, there's a big old antenna array out there where they listen to phone conversations.
No, the government never does. It's all lies. It's Al-Qaeda lies.
And, but the strange thing is we also have the same antenna array down in San Diego. So, and probably a few others in the military bases throughout this country. And we have people there 24 hours a day just listening to conversations and translating.
It's freedom.
Yeah. And I was also able to go see Alex Russo's film, American Freedom to Fascism, last Friday in Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Aaron Russo's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, and nothing shocked me there because I all knew it was coming. I've read, you know, Griffith's book, Creature, and also other proponents. I don't know if you ever heard of Adrian Krieg or not, who did Satori and the New Mandarins.
No, I haven't.
Yeah, he wrote about... what happened in Kansas City, and also that he even wrote that even when Bush said no new taxes, Bush's father, he had to make they made promises for his son to get in, and I think the book was published in 1998. So I mean, he was going to get in whether you know somebody else was had more votes or not.
By hook or by crook.
That's right, and I just wanted to call in and thank you and you know. And I've been telling people about your show and telling about this for years. And I get, you know, like everybody else, you get about three or four different reactions. One is some of the intelligent people, of which I think they're intelligent, get this immediate, you know, oh, no, you got to be kidding or you're insane. You know, this is a bunch of bull. You know, and I just try to lead them towards the evidence and tell them to look for themselves. But, you know, we're also lazy creatures. So.
Well, no, smart people who, out of fear, decide to just deny it all. Oh, you're saying government should be watched and does bad things and tyranny? Oh, how funny! Oh, it never happened before! I appreciate your call. Good to have you on board, my friend. And please, everybody, help us get Terror Storm out to everybody. It's free on Google Video. It's gone into the top 100. They keep deleting our stats. They admit they delete them to keep us out of the top 100. Let's make sure this film gets out to everybody. Tell everybody about Terror Storm for free. Google Video, just type in Terror Storm. Let's go ahead and talk to John in San Diego, another California call. Welcome, John.
Yeah, Alex, question. What is Ray McGovern up to? I haven't heard him. I was at the conference in L.A., and then he didn't show. What's going on? Do you know?
I need to get Ray on. He's been on the show probably 10 times over the years. Like 2 days before the conference, he called and said, I've got a family emergency. I can't come. And I called him up and said, this isn't about the conference. He goes, no, something big came up. I can't come. And he was upset he couldn't come. And I just haven't thought to have him on or talk to him since then. Of course, for those that don't know, he's a CIA analyst who's gone public about government-sponsored terror.
Another question or statement. Tonight on Coast to Coast, George Norrie has Jeffrey Epstein. He's part of the America's Truth Forum.
Oh yes, you know Al Qaeda's got nukes and it's going to hit us any minute. Yeah, that's great stuff.
Yeah, I don't know if you recently he has a affidavit out on the internet from Palm Beach Police Department. He has a fetish for 14, 16-year-old girls coming into his house, giving him massages and having fun time. So
I didn't. You know, I don't know anything about that, sir. Why don't you send me some information at you can send it to Aaron at Infowars.com or Kevin at Infowars.com. We all read it. We all share each other's email addresses. But thank you for the call. Let's go ahead and talk to Jim in Texas. Jim, welcome. Okay, we'll let Jim go. Thank you, Jim. Johnny in Hawaii, Zach in Ithaca, New York. We'll hit both of you on the other side, and that'll be it for calls for this hour. Then the next hour, we'll let you call in, and we'd love to hear from you. Speaking with Wayne Madsen, the Wayne Madsen Report, formerly with the National Security Agency and Defense Intelligence, joining us to go over the Republicans in the bizarre good old boy club they're in. The initiations are pretty sick. So that's coming up. But after we take those two calls from Johnny and Zach, I'm going to tell you about my confrontation with the Attorney General this morning, the former Attorney General, John Ashcroft.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. I have an urgent message for all of our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world, quote unquote. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble, red alert, and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 888-8-XANADU. And ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, we're taking a few of your calls in just a moment, then we've got Wayne Madsen joining us. Got an MSNBC clip, too, where the Democratic strategist Cliff Schachter talks about how half the Republicans are criminals, the other half pedophiles. Again, that's an exaggeration. Only about 60% are. And I'm being serious when I say that at the high levels. But I do want to say this again. I'm pushing hard. I think you've noticed. I mean, I'm not just doing the radio interviews now that come to me. I'm actually seeking out radio interviews because I put a lot of trouble into making Terror Storm. What I think is the best film exposing government-sponsored terrorism, period. The history of terror, 7-7, 9-11, the Iraq war stage, the torture, the spying, the fake news. It's all in there. How they propagandize it is hard-hitting, professionally produced with an official Hollywood score. I mean, I paid to have, you know, folks that do music for big mainstream movies to do the music for it, just for this film. I'm very proud of this documentary. And it's for free on Google Video. If you go to Google and click video and type in Terror Storm as one word or two. It doesn't matter. You'll see dozens and dozens of different versions of it. It's 20-something last time I counted. So I guess that's dozen plus. And you just look around for ones that say high quality, deluxe. You can tell right away if it's higher quality. I don't want you to watch the, you know, some people upload them pretty bad quality. And, of course, those are the ones that millions have watched. We want the high-quality ones to be seen. Get it out to people. Your message boards, post it, letters to the editor, call into all the Patriot shows, call into the mainstream shows. Help me. I mean, I rarely ask you guys for help, you gals for help. Terror Storm, look, listen, Google Video is scared of it. They admit now they've censored it and knocked it out of the top 100, knocked it out of the ratings, that they deleted our views twice. Twice we've caught them. They claim it's an accident, but it's not happening to anybody else. The other videos, the other 9/11 videos, this is not being done to them. It's being done to Terror Storm. They're afraid of it because it's so powerful, so compelling, so convincing. And do something even better. You know, we can't just go, it's free. Also, if you believe in what we're doing and you wanted a high-quality digital copy for your library or you want a high-quality digital copy to give to friends and family, please go to infowars.com, infowars.com or prisonplanet.com. Click on the shopping cart. Go to our secure online video and bookstore and get Terror Storm. Get Martial Law. Get Road to Tyranny. Get Masters of Terror. Get Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove and get my new film, Free, The Order of Death, on the same DVD. And by the way, when you get Terror Storm on DVD, you get the 68 minutes of extras from the 9/11 neocon agenda historic two-day meeting we had, all the highlights condensed into 68 minutes. It is hard-hitting. You need to have it. Terror Storm, get it. And forget running to the mall, going into debt, buying junk no one wants, fruitcakes and ties and doing all that. Just buy everybody you know Terror Storm. Or while you're at it, go buy 9/11 Mysteries Demolition off InfoWars.com. Support us, support them, get a powerful film. Get Loose Change 2nd Edition before the 3rd comes out, because the 2nd edition is powerful. You won't be able to get it anymore. Oh, yeah. Get the official from them, you know, in the color cover case, you know, beautiful film with the extras. It's all at InfoWars.com. Give those as gifts. InfoWars.com or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139, or get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, and for 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, the cost of 3 cups of Starbucks coffee. Get a yearly membership, get 3 months free on top of that. It's even less, like less than 15 cents a day. And go down, well, we have it super high quality bandwidth where it looks like regular TV. We have a version up there of Terror Storm, we're now doing it for everything, where it's so good, it's ridiculous. 4 different versions of it, from low bandwidth up to super high bandwidth. Get it, burn it to disk, go nuts. I mean, you want to hurt the terrorist, you want to bring them down, just start making copies, folks. I'm telling you, it's powerful. Please help us. I get excited just thinking about it. We're already hurting them bad. Hey, let's, you know, it's like when you're in a fist fight and you're bleeding and you're hurt, but you just keep pounding. You know, you're not thinking about losing, you're not thinking about winning, you're just thinking about smashing the enemy upside the head. You're just thinking about driving them back, knocking their head in the concrete. Well, that's what we're doing in the info war. Just don't think about victory. Just think about attacking. Just start jamming the CDs, jamming the DVDs. Just, you take it. Oh, yeah, you like that? We're going to expose you murderers, and we're never going to stop. Stage all the terror attacks you want. Run your propaganda. Put out fake Al-Qaeda videos. Put out your baloney. Crash the stock market. Whatever you're going to pull. Attack Iran. We're not going to stop exposing you. And we're going to make you act like the dictators you are. We're going to make you act like what you really are. Banning free speech, restricting, censoring, doing everything you do. Just show everybody what you are, crooks. Show everybody we're right. We're getting this country back. You mess with the American people, we're not all a bunch of jellyfish. Okay, Wayne Madsen's coming up. I want to take 2 calls from the hold before we do that. Just get Terror Storm and just get it out to everybody. And yeah, we do need support. All right, man. Johnny in Honolulu, Hawaii, welcome.
Hey, thanks, Alex. You're on fire today. And just let you know, I am a member of Prison Planet TV. I've been since you started the program. And,
we couldn't operate without you, sir.
Oh, yeah. I really appreciate it. I have seen Terror Storm. It looks, your high-quality version looks like HDTV. It really does. Super. But information I wanted to get from you, if I could, I've seen a few news articles about this food poison that's been going on, you know, E. coli and spinach.
Yeah, it's totally, total bull. Last night, well, make your comment, I'll shut up.
Well, it was the E. coli in the lettuce, and then E. coli in beef.
And it's because the stuff came from Mexico.
Juice.
Sorry.
I just wonder if it was something that's, it all seems like it couldn't be a coincidence. There's so much of it going on right now together. Could it be someone actually attacking the food supply, or What do you think?
I wouldn't put it past Big Agra. Do you want me to comment on this with you on the line? Or
go ahead.
Well, no, I mean, but go ahead and add any other points you wanted to make before I comment on what you said.
Well, that's the basis of the call is I was wondering, you know, I had all these articles together, and it seems to me like somebody's actually putting E. coli in these different foods, now botulism and bottled carrot juice. It just can't be a coincidence to have all this thing happening in such a short time span.
I agree with you. It looks like an attempt by big industry who always pushes for more regulations to shut down their competition because in the last 5 years, over 30% of the market has been lost by Big Agra to independent producers. They're panicking. Thanks for the call. Let me comment. We know they pulled stuff like this before. We know there's been industrial sabotage by companies against companies hundreds of times worldwide, scores of times in this country that we know of. I know that there are routinely cases of E. coli which will kill sometimes like 50-plus people. I mean, just type it into Google. There's been a bunch of cases, and it's kept quiet. Oh, a bunch of people died in Michigan. A bunch of people died in Texas. A bunch of people got sick from E. coli eating at this cafeteria. It's kept kind of quiet. Two people die from spinach. 100-and-something get sick. Now they're saying it's on lettuce. Thousands of schoolchildren got hepatitis C in 1996. And it was just a few news articles. It was school lunch program, bought a bunch of raspberries and other types of berries from Mexico, where they take the human sewage and spray it on the crops. Okay. And that's where this stuff's coming from now. They keep acting like they don't know where it's coming from. Also, the workers defecate in the fields, and then they pick it. They don't wipe themselves properly, and that's where it's coming from. That's where it all, and Zach, I was about to go to you. You just hung up from Ithaca, New York, so we'll, do we have our guest now? Good. We'll get him on in a second. Zach, I was holding our guest off just for you, but other callers, be patient. We'll get to you in the next hour. There is no doubting that the two deaths from the spinach, if you can even believe that, and now they're saying it may be on lettuce, has been hyped conservatively a couple hundred percentage points more than when it's on beef and poultry. And that's why they now irradiate the beef and poultry. That's why they now splash it with detergents trying to kill that stuff. That's why they're trying now put the, quote, bacteria-eating viruses, got FDA approval 2 months ago, to base the meat because it's so rotten. And yes, folks, just wash your vegetables very well. It's a million times cleaner. Try to support local farms. Try to find out brands. Do a little research. You don't want to eat produce from Mexico, period, unless it's a fruit. Vegetables from Mexico are very dangerous, and that's just a fact. Okay. In the next hour, we'll open the phones up so you can talk to Wayne Madsen. I wanted to get Wayne Madsen on. I spoke at a press conference and at an event after he spoke at the famous Cooper Union, where Lincoln gave one of his famous speeches that finally got him a nomination. I was so honored to be in this famous, beautiful, gilded hall. And when Wayne Madsen got up, you know, he said 9/11 looks like it's an inside job. A lot of evidence. Did they let it happen? He just came right out and said it's a total inside job orchestrated by the neocons, laid out his evidence, new evidence he's gotten. I just appreciate his courage. He, of course, worked with the National Security Agency and intelligence. He lives in D.C., and I meant to get him on about that subject, but we've been playing phone tag. Later in the next hour, I want to spend maybe 10 minutes on 9/11 and take calls, but right now, I want to get Wayne Madsen's take on research, and he did break the story before the Washington Post picked up on it about this Republican congressman, openly gay, from Arizona, going up to Foley in 2000 saying, you got to quit going after underage pages. He broke that. Washington Post then stole it, basically. The point is, he keeps giving us accurate info. I watch people for years, and then I see if their info is accurate. And I don't nitpick on them, though. You see, people are out there saying, Alex Jones says the CIA was running grills on 9/11. He's a liar. It was the Pentagon Protective Service, and it was the Defense Department, and it was I guess CIA did help with the drill. Well, yeah, the CIA with the Pentagon was running the drills. And it was a CIA agent who blew the whistle at a symposium in 2002 when we already knew about it and said, yeah, I was running drills. So, see, they can nitpick. So when I say he's turned out to be nothing but accurate, we don't nitpick on people. The baseline of what he's given us time and time again has proved to be extremely accurate. And so I already had heard this about Hastert from good sources in D.C. because I'm in Austin. It's like a bedroom community of the neocons, but nothing like living in D.C. And I already have told you on air that the Republicans are a homosexual cult, but that's unfair to just the homosexuals. It's a pedophile cult. They recruit people because they can be compromised because of it. And a large percentage of them, it could even be a majority, I think it's a large minority, are gay, and then another large minority are underage, and then some of it gets into really brutal stuff. And so he now, and he's got detailed reports at WayneMadsenReport.com. We got links to it up on Infowars.com. He's been kind enough to let us repost a lot of his stories. And I wish his findings weren't true. But for those that don't know, in the 80s, there was Dolly Madison's platters being stolen. You know, the first lady's stuff worth millions of dollars being grabbed, literally. Underage call boys, front page of major newspapers. We've reposted on JonesReport.com. It's being posted right now. Not just Washington Times, but other major newspapers reporting on this. The credit card receipts of the male madams. You know about Jeff Gannon, the male whore, and the male escort and madam and gay porn star. Even the New York Post reporting on top gay porn stars, quote, servicing moguls at Bohemian Grove. I was hit on at Bohemian Grove when I snuck in 2000. I was 50 pounds lighter then, pretty good looking. In fact, darn good looking. They were hitting on me pretty bad. It was pretty serious. So basically, folks, well, I'm going to shut up now and go to Wayne Madsen. Wayne, we are so honored to have you, and again, kudos for your reportage, sir.
Well, good to be with you again, Alex, and good to see you up in New York.
Yeah, it was great. And I want to get into your 9/11 boldness a little bit later and why you decided to just throw the gauntlet and go totally public that it's an inside job instead of just, well, there's a cover-up and it could be. But right now, why are you so informed on this? I mean, I know you're in D.C., you cover D.C. politics, but tell us about some of your sources and then tell us about Hastert and his live-in aide, similar to J. Edgar Hoover. Break it down for us.
Well, basically, I've lived here in D.C. since 1982. Now, I've not always been a journalist here. I had spent time working for some government agencies, and I was in the military here. But when you live here for a while, you learn how to wade through, you know, the reality from the spin. And I'll tell you, the one great source for information here is the gay community, which is outed. They're not worried about blackmail. They're not worried about people finding out. They live their lives as normal as anyone else. And when they see these hypocrites in the Republican Party, who have been trying to pass anti-gay marriage amendments, and they're against all these other quote unquote social issues the openly gay community here will talk, and they do know these things because these individuals frequent the same restaurants, bars, and social events as do the openly gay community. So they've been very helpful in cluing me in on what's been going on the Hill. In addition to the gay community here, law enforcement and intelligence have just about had it with this administration and their allies in Congress. And they know an awful lot from grand jury testimony, from surveillance, from raw information they get. And really, this leak about Foley and this gang on the Hill, although there were some outside individuals involved, this leak came from disgruntled FBI agents.
Now, we know foreign powers have been blackmailing the Republicans, not just on the gayness, but also on the pedophilia. But I want to get into that later in the interview. Right now, what from your intel sources in intelligence, in law enforcement, and in the communities there in D.C. and Maryland, what percentage of the Republicans are homosexual?
Well, I'll just quote what Barney Frank, who's an openly gay Democratic congressman from Massachusetts, what he said when this issue came up in the late 80s. He said, look, you guys censure me, I'm going to start naming names. And he was talking then about 30% of the Republicans
in
the House.
Yeah, that's the number I said from Frank in my, 30%.
I would say that it's probably still around that number, maybe a little bit more, because some of the people he was talking about. Some of them have gone, but many of them are still there.
Well, they also bring their they also bring their buddies in.
That's right, because a lot of these people used to be staff members for the gay congressman he was talking about in the late 80s. So the way it works is the chiefs of staff and whatnot usually are they're eyeing that seat when the incumbent retires. They're of course looking at taking over, and many of them have.
This could bring down the GOP, and I hope it does. I mean, of course, they'll never let the fact that some of them, you know, like to do things to small children. But if it comes out that they have a taste for 14, 15, 16-year-old boys, it's over for them. Do you think Bush might start World War III even more now to smokescreen this?
Well, I don't know what military he's going to use or what intelligence agency he's going to rely on. Because I think what happened is, how many more national intelligence estimates does it take to be released to get the American people to wake up? How many more generals does it take? It wasn't working. They had to go on this issue. They had to go after where it could really hurt the Republicans, this secret.
Well, stay there. Let's talk about why this came out and your intel, which has proven to be extremely accurate. On the other side with Wayne Madsen.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared, but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained a leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Like I said in the first hour of the show, later we've got this MSNBC piece with the Democratic pundit saying half the Republicans are criminal, the other half are pedophiles. And I said, don't exaggerate. The intel we've got is about 30% are gay, about 30% are pedophiles, and then about 30% are criminals, you know, run-of-the-mill, drug dealers, money launderers, and then about 10% are like Ron Paul and Congressman Good and others. I mean, we're in a lot of trouble, folks, because you got trillions missing from the Pentagon. You've got open no-bid contracts going on. You've got Cheney, who likes to get rough with the girls, and we've confirmed that. I mean, I was learning this stuff 10, 12 years ago. I mean, here in Austin, these people are all over the place. And, I mean, I've seen them in restaurants. I know people that, you know, are in business with them. I know two people inside the White House right now. I'm going to leave it there. And of course, Wayne Madsen's right there in the middle of it, formerly doing work with the NSA. Wayne, you mentioned the fact that this is that this situation with Foley is coming out of disgruntled channels. You also broke the report that, and it did, and you were confirmed later to be correct, that a Republican congressman had approached him and told him to stop it in 2000. Specifically, without giving us too many details to expose your source, was it a combination, a cocktail, or was it just FBI agents, or was it they already knew about the report and brought it out? What's going on? I mean, tell us why they're going public.
Well, I think they're going public because we know that the CIA's leaked a lot of classified information to show that this administration is nothing but a bunch of liars about the war, that they continue to lie, that there have been cover-ups of major criminal activity. You know, the money, the billions missing from the Pentagon. The issue is how many, you know, you're there as a CIA agent, you're looking, we've leaked the NIEs, it's not catching on. You've got generals coming out talking to Woodward and mentioning all these things about how they're not listened to. How many more generals? It wasn't working. They had to go somewhere where they knew it was going to be controversial. It might have blowback on them because, you know, they've been involved in some of this stuff themselves in the past, especially CIA. But they said, we've got to go here because this is where these Bush people and these GOP guys are most vulnerable. And they leaked this stuff about, and they knew that it wasn't going to be just Foley, that when they leaked it, they were going to get bigger fish. And right now they've got bigger fish. Hastert gave a news conference this morning where he keeps denying that he knew about this beforehand. But what he's not saying is that his chief of staff, Scott Palmer, who's about 56 years old, covered this up, according to some other gay Republican staffers who've come out and said, look, like Kirk Fordham, who worked for Foley and...
Well, it's admitted that congressmen trade pages and send them over for candlelight dinners.
Well, that's right. Even Foley is on record as saying that he was auctioning off a dinner date between him and one of the underage pages at one of the steakhouses downtown. This behavior.
You know, I noticed that Limbaugh and Drudge were trying to defend this at first, but now they've pulled back. I think they realized that they bet on the wrong horse.
Well, not only that, but, you know, let's look at where Foley's district was, Palm Beach. Let's look at Charlie Crist, who was Foley's roommate when they were both members.
Yeah, let's look at Matt Drudge, who major reporters have come out and have said, yeah.
Hey, how about Rush Limbaugh, what his own roommate said about him in college, and, you know, this Dominican Republic visit with the Viagra. I mean, he comes back from the Dominican Republic, says, well, he wanted to protect his privacy. That's why it wasn't in his name. But look, the Dominican Republic is a well-known destination for people looking for sex with underage kids. I'm not saying he did it, but it's funny how he came to Foley's defense. And I think Foley's his congressman, if I'm not mistaken.
Now. Rush is a great American. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. But this gets into the truck stuff in Belgium and the nuts stuff. These people, it's a lot deeper, ladies and gentlemen. They get tired of 14-year-olds and 16-year-olds. It gets into hostile-type stuff.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.
More than